Many years ago, while visiting Coventry Cathedral, my mother was taken by the beautiful needlepoint kneelers that were in every row. She asked the guide if they sold the pattern for them, and the guide went off to check. She returned with a packet of four of the original pattern papers and simply gave them to my mother. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that memory is what immediately drew me into Tracy Chevalier's latest historical novel, A Single Thread. The story begins with Violet Speedwell being shushed by an officious woman sporting a helmet of gray hair as she attempted to enter the choir of Winchester Cathedral on a Thursday afternoon. A private dedication service of newly finished embroidered kneelers and cushions, to which outsiders were not invited, was in progress. In an attempt to cover herself, Violet explained she was interested in joining the broiderers, and after being introduced to a group of women, was taught how to embroider. This story takes place right after World War I, when there was a scarcity of men, and therefore many lonely women making their way in the world. Violet had lost both a brother and her fiancé to the war. Once her father died, she could no longer stand to live with her constantly complaining, grieving, embittered mother, so she moved into a boarding house and got a job typing in an insurance company. Through one of her broiderer friends, she meets and falls in love with a bell ringer, Arthur, who teaches her about this musical art. The audiobook version is well narrated by Fenella Woolgar. If you're looking for a quietly satisfying read, with as much emphasis on the writing as on the story, then you must read A Single Thread by Tracy Chevalier. I'm Betty Martin. For more of my must reads, visit krcu.org.